Welcome back. Today we're doing one of those small, almost invisible drum and bass moves that makes a massive difference. Shaker loops that glue break edits together. If you've been chopping an amen, a think, or any break really, you already know the problem. You add fills, you swap hits, you do little stutters and slices, and suddenly the groove doesn't feel like one rolling machine anymore. It feels like edits. The listener can hear the seams. The shaker layer fixes that. Think of it less like extra percussion, and more like a timing reference the listener can subconsciously grab onto. When it's right, you don't notice it as a featured sound, but the second you mute it, everything feels like it falls apart a little bit. Alright, let's build it in Ableton Live using only stock devices. First, set up the session like an actual DNB track. Put your tempo somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. Then make sure you have a break track already playing. That can be an audio loop, or a chopped break in a drum rack. And we're going to create a new shaker track that acts like a consistent motor under all your edits. Now step 1. Choose the shaker sound. Fastest option. A one-shot shaker. Create a MIDI track. Find a shaker one-shot from your library or Ableton packs, and drag it onto the track, so it loads into Simpler. In Simpler, set it to one-shot mode. Warp off, because this is a one-shot and we don't need time stretching. Turn the filter on and set it to a high pass. 12 dB slope is perfect. Start the cutoff around 250 to 500 Hz. We're not trying to add low-end sand to the mix. We want air and tick, not mud. Then your amp envelope. Attack basically at 0.1 millisecond max. Decay around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, so it's not holding. Release around 20 to 60 milliseconds. The goal is short, crisp, and out of the way of the snare. Quick teacher note. Don't pick a shaker that sounds amazing solo if it's going to fight your break. In DNB the snare is king, then kick, then everything else. If your shaker makes the snare feel smaller, it's too loud, too bright, or too uncontrolled. Optional upgrade. Layered shaker. If your break is super busy, two layers can actually glue better than one. Put two shaker hits in a drum rack, one short and bright, one slightly longer and softer. You'll mostly play the short one, but swap in the softer one on a few steps, especially offbeats. That's instant movement without any fancy effects. Cool. Step 2. Program the core groove. This is the engine. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on your shaker track. Put notes on every 16th note for the whole bar. Classic DNB drive. If you stop here, it will work but it'll sound like a typewriter. So we shape it with velocity. Here's a strong starting point. Your mainstay hits. Velocity around 55 to 75. Your offbeat accents. 75 to 95. Your ghost hits. 25 to 45. A quick pattern you can copy. Start everything around 65. Then accent steps 3. 7, 11, and 15. That's a common offbeat push that helps it roll. Then pick 3 to 5 other steps and drop them down into the ghost range. And remember, clip gain and velocity first, compression second. If you try to fix robotic shakers with heavy compression, you'll just get harshness and fatigue. Get the groove right with MIDI before you start processing. Now step 3 is where the glue really happens. Match the shaker to the break swing using Groove Pool. If your break is audio, right-click the break clip and choose Extract Groove. Then open the groove pool on the left. You'll see that extracted groove sitting there. Drag it onto your shaker MIDI clip. Now dial it in. Timing at about 40 to 70% is a good range. Start around 60 and adjust. Velocity in the groove can be subtle, like 0 to 15%, optional. Random around 5 to 12 for tiny human feel. And make sure the bass is usually set to 1/16 for shakers. This is a huge concept. A straight 16th shaker against a swung break makes the edits feel disconnected. Once you apply the break's groove to the shaker, the listener stops hearing two different rhythmic worlds. Everything starts feeling like one drummer. Step 4. Micro variation, so it breathes. First, note length and decay variation. In the MIDI clip, shorten most notes, but leave a few slightly longer, maybe every second or fourth hit. Then go back to simpler and adjust decay so those longer notes actually speak. This creates a little ebb and flow without changing the rhythm. Second, dropouts for edit moments. This is phrasing. At the end of every 4 or 8 bars, remove 2 to 4 shaker hits right before a fill. You're creating space so your break edits punch harder. A simple move, on bar 8, in the last half beat. Remove a couple of 16ths. Let the snare fill breathe. Third, subtle stereo motion. Put auto pan after simpler. Keep it tasteful. Amount around 10 to 25%. Rate sync to 1/8 or 1/16. Phase around 120 to 180 degrees. Sine shape. This is not a laser show. It's just a little motion, so the shaker feels alive. And pro habit, check in mono. Wide bright shakers can vanish or get facey. If the groove collapses in mono, reduce the width or simplify the motion. Now step 5, the glue chain. This is how you make the shaker sit inside the brake, not on top of it. On the shaker track, load EQ8 first. High pass somewhere between 200 and 600 HC, depending on the sample. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 7 to 10 kHC, 1 to 3 dB, medium Q. If it's dull, a gentle shelf up at 10 to 12 kHC, just 1 or 2 dB. Teacher tip here, use the brake as a tone reference, not just a groove reference. If your brake is dusty and old, a super hi-fi shaker will feel pasted on. If your brake is modern and crisp, a muffled shaker might disappear. Do a quiet volume slash B, mute and unmute the shaker while listening softly. If it changes the air of your brake, fix the EQ and saturation until it feels like the same record. Next, add saturator. Soft clip mode is great for drums. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then pull the output down so the level matches when you bypass it. Saturation helps the shaker stay audible at lower listening levels, without you needing to turn it up and shred people's ears. Then add a compressor, and this is the cheat code. Sidechain it so the shaker ducks out of the snare's way. Turn on sidechain, choose your snare track as the input, or even the full drum bus if your brake edits are really dynamic. Ratio 2 to 1 to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. What this does is it makes the shaker feel like it's part of the drum performance. The snare hits, the shaker politely steps back, and the brake sounds cleaner and punchier. Optional group glue. Group your brake and shaker into a drum group, and put a glue compressor on the group. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That's it. We're not trying to flatten drums, we're trying to make them feel like one unit. Add a limiter only for safety, not loudness. Now step 6, use shakers like an arranger, not like a loop collector. Intro idea. Run only the shaker for 16 bars, heavily high-passed, like up at 1 to 2 kHz, so it's just a tease of rhythm. Then when the full drums drop, it feels like the track clicks into place. In the drop, full shaker groove, but tucked under the brake. If you can clearly hear the shaker as a main element, it's usually too loud. You want to feel it as motion. Second 16 bars, add a variation. More ghosts, slightly stronger offbeat accents, or swap to your alternate shaker layer while keeping the same MIDI pattern. That's a great trick. New chapter, same groove. Pre-fill moments. Right before your best chop or amen rush, carve a tiny hole. Even muting the shaker for a quarter beat right before the fill can make the edit feel intentional and keep the high end from piling up. And a classic jungle move, mute the shaker for one full bar right before a big amen fill. When it comes back, it feels like the whole groove relocks, even if nothing got louder. If you want darker, heavier DMB, here are a few extra sound moves. 1. Band limit the shaker like old brakes. High pass 300 to 700 HC and low pass surprisingly low, like 10 to 14 kHE. That darker top end can actually glue better. 2. If the shaker has a whistly ring, sweep a narrow EQ bell between about 6 and 10 kHC and cut 2 to 5 dB where it hurts. That's often more effective than just turning the shaker down. 3. If you want dust instead of shine, use Redux very subtly, or do it in parallel so you don't destroy the groove. And if you want an advanced glue trick, add a quiet noise layer that follows the shaker rhythm. Put a noise source on a new track, gate it so it only opens when the shaker hits, then high pass it aggressively above 3 to 6 kHC. It creates an air bed that makes edits feel continuous, without adding obvious percussion. Let's wrap with a quick 15-minute practice you can actually do right now. Load a think break or amen loop. Chop a simple 8-bar edit. Then make a 1-bar shaker clip with 16ths, velocity accents, and a few ghosts. Extract groove from the break and apply it to the shaker, timing around 60%. Add EQ8 with a high pass around 400 HZ. Add saturator with about 4 dB of drive and soft clip. Then sidechain compress it from the snare for around 2 dB of gain reduction. Then create 2 8-bar sections. Section A, shaker steady. Section B, add dropouts in bars 7 and 8, and make the accents slightly more pronounced. Bounce it and do 2 checks. Listen at low volume to see if it still rolls, and check mono to make sure your shaker isn't disappearing or getting weird. Recap, shakers are rhythmic glue under brake edits. Use 16th note motion, but shape it with velocity, accents, and dropouts. The real lock comes from groove pool, extracting groove from your break. And the mix trick is simple. EQ into saturation, then sidechain compression so the snare stays king. If you tell me what style you're aiming for, rollers, jungle, neuro, dance floor, and what break you're using, I can suggest which steps to treat as anchor hits, plus an exact dropout plan for a full 32-bar phrase.